Top prosecutor in Georgia Trump case paid for vacation flights for alleged lover District Attorney Fannie Willis. By Christina Wong on January 19, 2024. Nathan Wade, the top prosecutor in the election interference case against former President Donald Trump in Fulton County, Georgia, paid for at least two plane trips for himself and District Attorney Fannie Willis, with whom he is alleged to have a romantic relationship, according to bank statements revealed Friday. The bank statements, which were filed as part of Wade's divorce case, showed that he had paid for plane tickets for himself and Willis for trips to Miami in October 2022 on American Airlines and to San Francisco in April 2023 on Delta Airlines, according to The Washington Post. Town Hall columnist Phil Holloway posted portions of the filing on X. The filing said, "Since plaintiff filed for divorce, he has taken trips to San Francisco and Napa Valley, to Florida and even gone on Caribbean cruises, enjoyed a trip to Belize, another to the country of Panama and even just last month took a trip to Australia. The evidence is clear that Ms. Willis was an intended travel partner for at least some of these trips as indicated by flights he purchased for her to accompany him. True and accurate copies of credit card statements showing purchase of plane tickets for plaintiff and Ms. Willis are attached here too as Composite Exhibit A." Lawyers for Wade's estranged wife, Joycelyn Wade, filed the statements as part of their efforts to have Willis testify in the divorce case. Earlier in January, a lawyer for Mike Roman, a co-defendant in the election interference case and former Trump aide, filed a motion alleging that Willis and Wade were involved in a romantic relationship. The lawyer, Ashley Merchant, argued that since Willis is personally benefiting from the case via vacations with Wade, whom Willis hired as special prosecutor on the case and is allegedly paying a lavish salary, the case should be dropped, and Willis and Wade should remove themselves from the case. Willis's lawyer, Song Kaksim, filed a motion on Thursday trying to quash the subpoena request for her to be deposed as part of the divorce case, which could corroborate Roman's allegations and affect the case against Trump and other co-defendants. In the motion, Willis accused Wade's wife of trying to harass her and obstruct her case against Trump. In the latest filing, Wade's wife denied that was the case. Contrary to Ms. Willis's belief, the defendant is not utilizing the deposition to harass her but rather to seek pertinent information from her husband's paramour regarding her relationship with plaintiff and the extent of the plaintiff's financial involvement in the same. These answers are relevant to the equitable division of the marital estate, dissipation of marital assets, and the plaintiff's capacity to provide spousal support, her lawyer added. Holloway also posted another portion of the filing that said, "It is regrettable that Ms. Willis has filed such an inflammatory motion, which has left defendant with no other choice than to respond forcefully and with supporting evidence in a case that is very personal in nature. The defendant's sole objective is to lead a peaceful life, and her counsel is committed to ensuring she has adequate means to support herself and defend herself in this litigation. If non-party, Ms. Willis, seeks protection, it appears that the one she needs protection from is herself." Willis has never refuted the allegations of having an improper relationship with Wade. A lawyer for Trump, Steve Sadow, posted the latest filing on his LinkedIn profile, writing, "Proof, look at pages 12 to 15, travel and hotel records of Special Prosecutor Wade and DA Willis. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook."